Hi, Paul Sack, it's Good News Planet. I'm here with Rachel Francine, and she's the co-founder and CEO of Sing Fit. Hello, Rachel. Hi,
hello.
How are
you? Nice to meet you. Very well, thank you.
Nice to meet you as well, and I'm meeting you here at the CES event. Put you right underneath the milestone in technology industry. That's good. I hear you have some really nice things, especially for maybe the 50-plus community, and thank you for doing that, because I'm a representative.
Well, you're more than welcome, and hopefully we'll all be representatives soon, so...
That's the good news.
That's the good news, exactly.
And more and more and more. Mm-hmm. I think that's what we're learning about. So tell us about is it an invention? Well, like, can I call it that?
Well, it is an invention, and it's actually sort of a reinvention, because what we've done is, you know, music and singing was one of the first healthcare tools ever, but it's actually been excised, you know, from our daily lives as a way to increase health and happiness. And it's a shame, because what the science tells us and what the medical science tells us is that when we sing, we release oxytocin, melatonin, serotonin, dopamine, all of those feel-good chemicals that we try to shove into antidepressants and anti-anxiety medication happens naturally when we sing. But even better for people 50 plus is singing is that kind of full brain cross-hemispheric workout that they're saying and proving is one of the only things to do that really keeps the brain healthy and delays the onset of dementia. So we took a standard music therapy tool called lyric coaching, and we digitized it and turned it into an app so that other kinds of healthcare professionals and individuals themselves can use regular singing as a healthcare tool.
You have no idea how wonderful I think that is.
Oh, thank
you. I'll say, because I'm a musician.
Oh, yes.
Okay? And I sang to my father the days he was in the hospital, constantly. And I couldn't agree with you more. And I've done many stories on exactly what you're speaking about. Mm-hmm. Daniel Golden from Harvard. I can't believe Misha Siegel. I mean, so many stories about how music is therapeutic. Mm-hmm. That's the bottom line. Now, he does it with cancer patients.
Mm-hmm.
Really, thank you for doing what you're doing.
Oh, you're welcome.
Really,
it's great for cancer in many ways, because what they've shown in some of the science is that not only does singing reduce pain, which of course is a problem with, you know, cancer and folks, but it also can actually help increase immunity, especially singing together. So there's a lot of benefits all across, you know, different kinds of spectrums of care, and that's really our goal at SingFit, is to, we started out in seniors and healthy brain and aging and dementia, but we're expanding out into chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and all other kinds of things. So our same centralized app can actually be adapted through the application of music therapy best practices and innovation to treat a wide variety of conditions.
Yay!
So, that's the good news. You're the good news guy,
that's
right?
That's what I love to hear.
Yeah.
What's that website that people can go to?
They can go to www.singfit.com.
Alrighty, and what's good news for you?
Well, you know, good news for me is really that the research from the neurologists and, you know, Harvard Medical School and the NIH is now really supporting all of the good work that music therapists have been doing for years. So we know now the clinical and medical underpinnings of why singing and music make us feel so good.
All right, and last question, because
yes,
it's also pertinent, I think, to what we're talking about. All right. So we're involved with the International Day of Peace, World Peace, September 21st, and we do... We sing. It's a big sing-along.
Yeah.
Literally, a la Pete Seeger. And we have a lot of stars and celebrities. We have Times Square,
yeah,
in Central Park, and an original Peace Day Sunday was in Los Angeles, your little hometown there.
Yes,
and
sir.
And so, and I asked thousands of people, what does peace mean to them? And so I'd like to ask you that.
Well, you know, to me, because of course, you know, I'm an entrepreneur, and we always talk about what we're doing, but one of the great things that singing does is it actually increases oxytocin. And oxytocin is the love hormone. It's the love chemical. And really, I have a mentor who says part of the problem with the world is that the world's endocrine system is off balance, and there's not enough oxytocin in the world. And whether it be through singing or whether it be through social interactions, the way and the more oxytocin we can release, the more peace we can have. And so I'm with you about just let's rebalance the endocrine system of the world and get more peace.
Right on. All right, thank you
thank
so
you.
Much.
All right, thank you.
Okay, so we got one more little, hello.
Hi. So one of the things about singing and peace is that singing is one of the few things that can actually reach into the amygdala. So the amygdala is when we experience trauma, that's what actually gets damaged. And so by singing, we can actually help to repair those deep damages of you know, terror. And that's part of the problem in the world is a lot of technologists think that technology can solve everything, but there are a lot of deep scars that are running through humanity right now. So what we need to do is figure out what are those tools that we can do, not only for the future, but for people right now to heal that damage. And singing is one of them. So I love that your Peace Day includes singing, because what that does is help alleviate all the hurt. Exactly.
Thanks, Vincent.
Thank you.